Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Her, does the urban community get down with Genesis? Or is this just Phil Collins? Is this just Phil solo?
It's Phil, and there's someone else on the song. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I can check this
because
very
Phil
quickly.
Collins reminds me of, like, the whitest guy of all time.
Yeah,
but I guess he does play the drums, so he's got, like, rhythm.
It's Philip Bailey and Phil Collins.
Okay, so it's not Genesis.
No.
Okay. All right, let's get into the list. The Tush Push. All right, boys. I think Goodell figured it out. He tried to do it the Democratic way. He tried to sell that he actually cared about player safety and that we needed to get rid of the Tush Push because it was out of the safety of the players. And then someone had pointed out to him, sir, no one has ever gotten hurt on the play.
That's folder A.
Correct.
He has to go there first.
But he went there first, and when that didn't catch on, then he had to go to the owners, and then the owners were ready to get rid of it, and then Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, said that, and I quote, "It's every 13-year-old boy's wet dream to think of a football play that no one can stop," and apparently that was persuasive enough for other owners to where they didn't vote it out, but I think Goodell might have done it. Thanks be to the commish. I think he's going to get rid of the Tush Push, and his new angle, you can't officiate it. Dean Blandino got on the game on Sunday when the Eagles did it. And I will be clear, it did look like a false start. I also think it's true. I have no idea how you would officiate that. They're all so in tight, and you can't see, like, Jalen's not doing a snap count. So Jalen's, like, waiting. Basically, I think the center is who ends up deciding it, like, when he's going to snap it. And so when you zoom it into, like, the millisecond, you know, the as good as those cameras are, you know, the one frame per every millisecond, you're like, okay, the guard jumped. But Blandino got on there and is like, you can't officiate this play. And I was like, that sounds like a good soldier. And yesterday, Schefter's on all the ESPN shows talking about how difficult it is to officiate. I think that's how they're going to get rid of it.
So this is a good Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah, he hates it. Now, I want to be...
Why is he so into, like...
Because it's a very boring play.
But it ain't like they run it the whole game. They run it... What is it, average, like, 2-3 times a game?
If that, the problem is this.
Do they run it every game? Yeah, they don't run it every game. It just got popped up here about a year ago.
They're also really good, so they don't need to run it every game because there's a lot of games where they're up, like, 3 scores, and it's like, why would you... The problem is...
It also doesn't help that they're the only ones that can pull it off, really.
They're the only ones that do it well.
And this is the thing. Who said that no one ever got hurt off of it?
That's true. Like, it's fact. It's like
no, but who said that?
So Goodell first tried to say, we need to get rid of it for player safety. It's an unsafe play.
And then the owner said it.
No, then everyone started pointing out, like, literally no one's ever been hurt off.
So I would say this. I got I sent it to you, Jeff. Nobody has had a real injury. It is multiple defensive linemen have said that their neck and stuff have been like,
oh, I'm sure,
hurt and
oh, I'm
bruised.
Sure there's
like,
long term
so bad, like no, after they played the Eagles, so it hadn't been no like nobody out for games, no. But they saying how they have to get rubbed down and massage, which I guess you playing football, that got to happen anyway. But they do say they are saying that it defensive linemen and say it do hurt.
Oh no, I'm with you, but I don't think. I think it probably the biggest people at risk, I feel like, are the guard, center guard of the Eagles.
And like, they don't complain.
Correct. Like, it's a point of pride. My thing is, do I think probably long term, like running that play is good for their health? No, but I think pretty much the sport they play is probably not good enough for their for their health.
And it wasn't just the game that just passed. I think Chris Jones said he was the one that was. Can you remember this a little bit about a year?
So Chris obviously hates it because it's like the one time they can run at him. Because, like, pretty much everything else, it's like, if Chris is deciding to play that snap and he's not load managing for, like, the fourth quarter, no one can block him. Like, he is, like, him and Aaron Donald are, like, the guys, like, you can't, when they're in their peak, like, you can't do anything with him. But he also, makes it even funnier because now you're going to get all the Chiefs haters out where, oh, so now that it worked against the Chiefs, now we're going to get rid of it? But it's like,
I was going to say, oh, now that it's going against them, now Chiefs are going to complain about false starts?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's funny.
Well, in fairness, though, I know it's in vogue to say the whole thing's rigged for the Chiefs. We did watch last year on Thursday Night Football, how many times did that left tackle get called for a false start? It was like 11.
That's true.
And remember, they targeted him. That was 2 years ago. He had a bunch of false starts because it was they were trying to get rid of the tackles that were cheating.
The slide step.
If it's on one, the guys that were going set. Like, instead of set hut and going on hut, they would go on set. Like, and that's cheating. Like, that's a false start.
It is a false start.
You should not be able to do that. I'm fine with that. I think it's impossible to play defense. I understand. It's also impossible to block some of these defensive ends. That's the sport. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of it. But 2 years ago was the false starts, getting rid of the quick pass sets, which people still get away with. Last year was the lineup on the hit, the tackles.
Because,
you know, technically, like, so if the center's on the ball, the guard has to be even with his hip. Like, his head has to be even with his hip. So you're allowed, like, a step. And then the tackle has to be even with the guard's hip. But remember, like, they were doing, tackles were basically cheating back behind the feet of the guard. And it looked like a triangle. And they hammered the Chiefs on that call all night. And so, I don't know, like, to me, it's like, and then also when I've seen people, like, look at the calls that the Chiefs get, like, there's statistically no evidence that they get more calls than anyone. The difference is also that, like, they're in a bunch of close games.
That's what happens with good teams. Like, at the end of the day,
yeah,
good teams are going to win.
Yeah, yeah, and then if you – y'all know how this go in sports. I know, Jeffrey, George, you've been – anytime a team start having success, think about it. No one cares – my mama talk about the Chiefs back in the day. My era, nobody cared what the Chiefs did.
No, we laughed at them.
But these last...
Remember, was it Herm or Vermeil? Somebody got him to like 13-3 and got him the number one seed and were like, can you believe this? This is like, do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Because like the only other thing I remember about the Chiefs in my childhood is like, that's where Montana went like to ride off into the sunset.
Which he shouldn't have put nothing.
Hey, he got him to the playoffs.
I remember just some people having like, did you indulge in, like, the fresh starter coat era with the football teams back when, like...
The starter jackets? Yeah. Oh, I had a Dolphins one.
Yeah, so the teams you didn't like, you know, the Vikings had a coat.
Dolphins had an awesome one.
So
I'll do you one better. I had a starter, like, what we used to call them, our vacation bags. You know, like, the bag that you would... When you were going for 7 days, you had the bigger bag.
The bigger duffel.
That one, I had a Dolphins one from starter, too.
Oh, okay. You had... So
matching. It was a set.
Oh, you okay? You doing your thing. I can see Lil Jeff as a teenager.
Well,
he really
the colors
he
were awesome. No, this is like eight. Like this, and I had this bag. I needed to ask my mom. I was still probably using this bag in high school. Like it lasted for like 10 years.
Oh, you was with?
Oh yeah.
You was with them more than your pet right there.
Oh, yeah.
10 years.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely lasted about as long as a lab.
For sure. Yeah. I remember guys, Jeff, that wasn't, because I don't remember a lot of Chief, people had those coats. Like, you remember they had.
Oh, yeah. The puffy ones. Oh, yeah.
I say that to say.
God, those jackets smelled so bad because we wore them when it was hot, and it would just be so gross. Everybody sweated through them, and they were just like that pure polyester with like the padding. Oh.
Jeff, them are called the good days when kids actually went outside and played.
Yeah.
No kid right now knows about sweat. They're going back to get on another laptop and then iPad, followed by the PlayStation 5, Xbox, followed by the gaming console in the car.
I got one for you. George, have you ever played wall ball?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if kids... I feel like
I highly doubt it. Now.
I feel like wall ball is a thing. Like, literally, remember like when we used to have to entertain ourselves? Like, we have a tennis ball and we have a concrete wall. All right, let's just throw it at the wall. Like, that would entertain us for hours. Like, I feel like that's something that kids will have no shot at playing anymore. What,
ain't it a sport for that, though, but you have a racket?
Yeah, it's kind of like squash, but, you know, like, we
not
squash. Are you thinking of...
I'm not thinking of squash.
High lie?
What's the racketball? There's
literally
and squash. The ball's different.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, okay.
Also...
Yeah, but like, remember, we'd literally just pick up a ball and throw it and then yell wall ball when somebody picked it up and you had to
run to the wall or something like that. Yeah.
It was basically like a mix between kind of dodgeball, except you weren't throwing it at each other, but you were trying to knock people out.
Dodgeball was pretty good. And kickball.
There's no way they can play dodgeball anymore.
Yeah, because people are too crazy now.
No, that's way too merit based.
Yeah, that was stars. These days, we did it for, you know, we kind of hit a little hard. We didn't hit people in the face, you know, and stuff. Girls were off limits to a certain extent. That, from what I see,
those were players of honor.
Yeah,
by the way, honorable.
Every man's got to have a code, but yeah, dodgeball has to have a code.
Has to.
Everything has to have a code. But I think people are somewhere hating on the Chiefs too because of their greatness. Because I'm gonna tell you, people laughed at. Now the Eagles have always been great in their franchise. Years on and years off. They had good few years at different points, but they had bad years. But now people are starting to do a lot of hate on the Eagles. I don't know if you hear it, like people.
Their fan base doesn't help.
That's true. Philadelphia, yeah.
Because they kind of have the Pats thing going where not only are they good, but like their fans are so aggressive and just so insufferable that you're just like, oh, like, can we make this stop? Like, Hurts is, this is a true statement. They are now 4-0 in games which he throws for under 100 yards passing. Like, that stat you can't have anyone like that basically since, like, what, the 60s?
Yeah, I didn't know something.
Like, when did we stop running the option in the NFL?
So Hurst threw under 60, 100 70s. Yards.
I think he might have gotten over with the last pass. The pass.
I thought he had like a buck 10.
I think it was the pass to. Remember, he threw it up to Devontae.
Yeah.
He threw it up to Devontae, and. But like, there's something aggravating. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like when you're watching them, like, it's not fun. Like, but I think I'll lock arms with the Eagles here. Like.
He threw for 101.
101.
No.
101 is nasty.
I'm giving him under 100. I'm sorry.
Here's where it is. Because
is it team passing because he took a sack?
Team passing at 94 because he took two sacks. Yeah.
So that doesn't count. So it doesn't count. In college, sacks go against your rushing total. In the pros, it goes against your team passing total.
But does it go against your individual stat?
No.
No.
No. So like when Hurts takes a sack, it doesn't affect his rushing.
Kind of like the NBA finna do with the
correct
new three-point shot.
Correct, or, which we still haven't figured out. Are they going to count the makes?
As what? The players? I think they say they are.
Okay, so what was the comp? We did think of something.
They got to do that, right?
Oh, it's like when we spin-zoned it by saying, I don't know how they score it in the NFL, but in college and in high school, if I'm playing quarterback, I get a bad snap, and I go and I pick up the ball and I get yards. Like, let's say a scramble drill and I get yards. I get the rushing yards. But if I were to go back, it's a bad snap and I just fall on the ball, that's a team rush. So like that's kind of the same thing. And I'm also like, I'm in favor. The guys not shooting to protect their shooting percentages drives me insane. And then like, then when you had the guys that were trying to like clearly wait until the horn went off and then fire it up, that was even more like, at least have a little dignity. Just run it out. Like if you're not going to shoot it.
Yeah, have the heart.
Yeah. But my thing is, I want to get rid of, I don't think you should be able to push running backs. Like, I think it's absurd when you have the tackle, like, the tackle just grabbing and throwing the running back 4 yards or 3 yards after the play. Like, that's not football. So I want to get rid of all of the put, like, no leverage, nothing. Because, like, that's not a running play.
Would you say this, then? Would you be up for saying you can only do, to have a happy medium, you can only do them plays when you're in the goal area?
I think you either got to have it or you can't. I think that's the other thing is, what also has driven me insane is Goodell went to his normal playbook to see what would work when he wants to change rules so that he protects the NFL from getting sued. He just changes the rules of the sport, like making it impossible to play defense. Like, someone's going over the middle, like you have to strike him basically from the bottom of the shoulder pad to the top of the belly button. Otherwise, it's a defenseless receiver. Like, so you make, not only do you make it impossible to play defense, you make it impossible to officiate. And we all love to rip on the officials. It's impossible right now. When you also consider how fast, how big, how strong these guys are, actually like making the calls in real time, it's the more and more rules that you add and like the stipulations, you just make it harder to officiate. My deal is, if we're going to allow you to push line or to push running backs, push ball carriers, whatnot, I do not understand why this play would be illegal.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. I think it's going to be, it's pretty much, to me, it's just up to how many people are against the Eagles.
It was funny. I think the only NFC team that gave thumbs up, and this made me love him even more, Dan Campbell.
Really?
Because Dan Campbell said, stop it. By the way, that's a man whose defense doesn't stop very much.
Not right now, at least.
But I'm with, if you're going to allow linemen to push and lound, why should this be illegal?
I don't see much of a real reason. Because like you said, whenever we open field scrums, we see those just get kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and all we say is, you know, forward progress, kept the legs moving, that's a good play.
But just look at that leg drive. It's like, you mean the 350-pounder that's just shoving him?
Yeah, I've seen some big man shoves from running backs all the way in the first, deep into the first down for sure. But
absolutely.
So I watched Deion Dawkins take James Cook in a playoff game last year and ragdoll him for a first down.
I will say this, though. I think that is a kind of fun, though. I wouldn't fully.
Okay. To me, though, the difference, though, is it's not that I didn't, like, laugh or think that it was hilarious. It was. Like, it's a hilarious visual, because you also think about, if you saw James Cook on the street, he probably physically would be one of the most impressive human beings you've ever seen. What is he, like, 6'1", probably 225 cut? And then you just watch someone that's so big that makes it look like it was tossing, like ragdolling someone. Like, that's funny, but I would also argue, like, that's not football. Like, what? That's not a running, like, that's, to me, that's like, you are manipulating the sport. Like, that's my problem with it is,
because the rusher isn't rushing, correct, and the blocker isn't blocking.
Correct.
Like, by virtue of what the role is supposed to be doing, it's not happening. And you could even say that for the tush push.
That's what I'm saying. Pushing, I want running all, backs. I want all of it gone.
Go.
But my thing is, if you're going to, I'm willing to meet Eagles fans here. If you can do that, you can do the, there's no reason to me that you shouldn't be able to do the tush push. But I think Goodell hates it because it's actually a fairly boring play. Because I will say this, as someone who has to play them twice a year, there's nothing more demoralizing than seeing it's 3rd and 11 and they get 10 yards and you realize they're just going to go for it and they're going to keep the ball.
That's true.
Because now it's like, think about it. Every defense is designed. DeMichael and I were talking about this last week. Every defense now on third and long, they're all doing the same thing. They're all blitzing, and then they man up, but all the DBs are sitting basically at the sticks, and they pick up the receivers. They make you throw it short. And so you're, you know, they, like, they'll throw, like, a slant, and they tackle them basically a yard short, and then you just realize, like, most people would say, we got off the field. When you play the Eagles, it's like, nope, they're just going to keep the ball.
What is the percentage that they have gotten it when it was a yard or less? Is it like a... 90?
So they've had times where it was like third and one and they didn't get it on third, but they've gotten it on fourth down. I don't remember a single game where it's just been straight up and stopped.
Mm.
I was going to say, I can think of times where they've beaten themselves because
a false start, yeah.
False start on the tackles, yep, is very easy to see in a, in
correct,
a situation.
It's on the
like
end man
that
on the line, yeah.
Exactly. Or tight end.
Or the tight end, or yeah. Or the whoever the back is starts leaning, that little move, because it does appear to me they go on a silent count. And because of that, the guys sometimes will...
They'll rock.
Correct. And clearly the center... like, because now everybody's trying to time it. Like, the defense is trying to time it, whatnot. So, like, they have gotten some backs leaning forward. But, like, to me, like, that's a different thing. Like, in terms of them snapping it, I don't know if they've ever run it and it not gotten a first... like, they've had the third down that wouldn't get it, but then they would get it on fourth. I don't know if they've turned it over with it.
You know, I'm back in the day before,
not that I know of,
before Madden got as crazy as it got now. I was a guy that, look, I don't have to always throw the big plays. I was a math guy. I knew if I get 3 yards per carry because I'm going for it on fourth down, I was going to keep getting first down. And it was sometimes I got so crazy on one of them, this long, long time ago, I was doing the goal line in my own 20.
Okay, so I did the air raid version of that. The thing for me I used to just love to do was I would basically just dink and dunk the ball down the field. And in an online game, I could basically take up the entire first. If I got ball first, I could take up the entire first half with just the ball. So there was only one possession.
Really?
Because I knew how to basically, like.
So you would let all the time run down like
oh
a
yeah
real.
Oh, yeah. And then I just run mesh. Because mesh is the perfect football play because it works literally against every coverage. If you've got man, you better hit one of the crossers.
Okay, yeah.
If you've got cover two, hit the tight end or whoever the inside guy is that's running the hook in the middle of the field. If you also, you got man and they're blitzing, you want to hit the linebacker running the wheel. Like, it's got an answer for every play. Backside out, like, it's the perfect play. I could literally run that play, and as long as I can change the routes, I don't have to run another play.
Now, I would do sometime when I found a good play, I would go Peyton Manning style where I would, like, no huddle.
Oh,
I
yeah,
would
yeah
keep on
oh
hitting it
just
quick.
Just keep going for it.
Nobody,
oh, yeah.
When I had three,
can't
four
let him
options.
Sup. You can't let him sup. You got to tire out the defense.
No subbing.
Let's go with David Cobb.
Uh-oh.
Have y'all checked out his college quarterback ranking update?
I have not. What did David do now?
All right. I don't have a problem with this. Number one.
Let's pull this up.
John Mateer.
Okay.
Again, I think he's more fun than he is awesome, but I get it. There's
the way he's playing right now.
Correct.
Sure.
Haynes King, too.
Okay.
Jake Retzlaff, 3.
All right.
I'm gonna have to need some follow-up for my boy.
Why can't we have him tomorrow?
I know. Marcel Reed, 4. I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever seen this stat line. 17 for 37. I think it was for 340. We've been talking about it all week. It was. I don't think I've ever seen somebody have like 20-plus yards per completion and like 8 yards per attempt. Like, it was all just shot plays. It was just big-time shot plays. Like, it was, and I guess to a certain level, I kind of love it. Like, hey, man, no one's going to accuse Marcel Reed of padding his stats. Dude's cutting it. Like, he's letting it rip. Diego at 5. My problem is Diego doesn't need to be graded as a quarterback. Diego needs to be graded, like, he's his own player. Like, it goes.
What do we call him the other day? He's an engine.
He's just like, to me, the heartbeat. It's a completely different thing. Like, he's not just playing quarterback. He's playing everyone. Like, he's the offense. Taylen Green, 6. I'm glad to see some respect for my boy.
Love it.
I think the Tigers got problems on Saturday.
That dude's good.
A healthy Taylen Green. That's good.
So you got Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. I might already have Arkansas.
I was going to ask you, Jeff, for some of the listeners not in deep in us. Can you say the schools that I'm quarterback?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Mateer's the Oklahoma kid that transferred from Wazoo. Haynes King is the Georgia Tech guy. Haynes King and what we're trying to figure out is Haynes King and Diego are the same thing, whereas they're never going to be pro quarterbacks, but they're like awesome college football players, but you don't, like, I don't know if I was using the Diego, I don't know who's John the Baptist and who's Jesus. Like, I don't know who baptized the other, but they're the same thing. Like, who walked so the other could run? And I think we decided that Haynes King's the John the Baptist, Diego's the Jesus. Okay. So that Haynes King gives us, without Haynes King having this, like, we can't have Diego. So
yes.
We got it that way. Luke Altmyer at 7. Josh Hoover at 8. Sorry.
Altmyer, Illinois.
Retzlaff is now at Tulane. Marcel's the A&M quarterback. Diego's the Vandy quarterback. Taylen Green's at Arkansas. Altmyer's now at Illinois. Josh Hoover's at TCU. Castellanos is at Florida State. Byron Brown's the South Florida guy that we were talking about at the top of the show. Devin Dampierre at 11. He's the Utah quarterback.
Cobb's been high on Dampierre, hasn't he?
He's very... Dampierre's very internet. He's the internet's favorite.
He's been good.
He's been good.
Like, I can't complain.
I hope he's good on Saturday. Another preview.
Jeff's bets preview.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I only have to lay a field goal, and I get Utah at home against a team that...
Who's Utah playing?
Texas Tech.
Ooh. Yikes.
It's the...
I might also be on Utah.
It's the blue collar versus the nouveau rich.
I might also be on Utah there.
He has Jaron Keve Sangapalateli, our boy, at 15. This kid, he's at Cal.
Oof.
He was originally committed to Oregon, and then when Oregon, I guess, decided, like, hey, man, like, Dante's going to play this year, Cal was like, come on, you can play right now. He is electric.
Like, yeah.
If you can find their games on, usually sometimes after you're asleep, it's worth watching. He's awesome. He has Carson Beck down at 19.
That's what I was kind of waiting for.
He also has Sawyer Robertson at 20. Sawyer's at Baylor.
Now, that's surprising. Sawyer is a... Whew, he's awesome.
Also, the Mizzou fans will go after him. Bo Prabula is at 21. My only thing is, like...
Missouri hasn't... Have they played anybody?
It depends what you think of Kansas, but I don't think anyone's going to sit there and be like, you know what the first thing I think about with Kansas? That defense?
No.
No one's going to say that.
Never.
Really,
my thing with
coach.
My thing with Robertson that's so fun is Robertson is single-handedly bringing back the Big 12 brand of they cannot stop anyone, and he's just having to chunk it all day. And it's fun to watch. All right, when we come back, I'll give you my top 10 NFL quarterbacks. We'll discuss that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, boys, we've had 2 weeks of NFL action, so we've got to update what we've talked about this summer, which is the top 10 quarterback rankings. And, of course, these are from God's hands to mine to you. All right, let's start at number 10. I still think we crown guys way too soon because I'm a big believer of you really need to see probably 35 to 40, maybe even 50 starts to really know like what a guy is, because there are guys that come out and the league can't figure them out. And then after a season, the league has spent the entire like summer coming up with a game plan and it exposes them a little bit. I'm still going to put this guy at 10, despite the fact that I'm a little worried. Jaden Daniels. I do think people have done the, did we not learn a lesson with C.J. Stroud?
That's what I thought you was almost
because
talking about.
No, if you look at, do you know who C.J. Stroud is remarkably similar to in terms of completion percentage, yards per attempt, yards per play, success rate, off-target percentage, touchdown interception ratio? Do you know who he profiles the most similarly to in the NFL? Bryce Young.
Interesting that.
Huh. It's almost like they've been very similar quarterbacks their entire lives. Like they were in high school, like they were in college, and like they are now. But everybody, all you height supremacists out there, because Bryce is small, everyone wanted to believe in CJ. Well, it's not looking great. 9, Herbert. I'll say this.
He's had a really good start to the year.
I will say this, though. Did anybody else stay up with me till the fourth quarter? Anybody?
Yeah.
Game was starting to get a little tight. Herbert had some third downs to keep it going. Missed his target by 10 yards. Haven't seen that before.
I think one of the big, like, I don't want to say, not because it's not new. One of the big improvements, though, that I've seen out of Herbert this year is the fact that he's just looking more decisive. He's looking more like, if he's going to use his legs, he's actually just going to do it. He's not going to
Here's where I'll give him a break. I think he's healthier this year. I think last year he was more banged up, and so a lot of times he looked indecisive because he didn't really want to run because I think
he's like, ribs are already
correct.
Broke, you know.
My biggest problem with him is, hey, man, could you please for once learn how to layer a throw? Everything is either a absolute missile as hard as he can, or it's just a bomb. Like
that throw to Quentin Johnson was gorgeous.
I've always said this. He's remarkably talented.
Yeah.
But if talent were all that mattered, Jeff George would be a great quarterback. I'm putting Hurts at 8. And here's why I'm putting Hurts at 8. It is not my style of quarterbacking. But I do acknowledge keeping the ball moving forward is the point of the game. And even if he's only throwing, if he's throwing the ball 20 times a game and it's not particularly great and every throw's to the outside and they're all really safe throws, I do acknowledge he moves the football. And I think that's kind of where people struggle. The truth is, it's more option-y than it is anything else. Because if you actually think about it, it's a lot of zone read. Yeah. It's a lot of him with his legs. And then it's a lot of schemes up one-on-ones. Well, that's the option.
Yeah, more or less. I mean,
but he moves the football.
He moves the football. He doesn't make the big mistake. I think that's the biggest, one of the bigger things with him is the ball security part of it. Now, is a lot of that potentially taken out of his hands? Sure. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because you still have to execute.
I don't know how many guys that could actually run that.
Not a lot, if you ask me.
Because you also have to be, you also.
His patience.
Well, in that league, you also got to be a bulldozer to actually take that punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hurst also, people, like we looked at his stats, got to understand too that I think he fits that team right too.
No, he's the perfect. Now, again, do I think if you put Jalen Hurts on the Seahawks that it works? No, but that's not the point.
So I believe in
him. He's the quarterback of his team.
Yeah, I believe in him a little more than I think if he was with someone else. I do think he could average 200-300 yards. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a success, but I actually got to commend his. I think some quarterbacks' egos would be too big to do with what Eagles asked him to do. That's why I commend Jalen Hurts too, because he'll kind of like Bud Crawford, even when he won the championship, he got this older, appreciated,
he's a tremendous
about
leader.
Me.
No, he's a tremendous leader.
Spirit. Do y'all get that?
No,
too?
I totally, 100% totally agree. With you. No, he, not only that, you got A.J. Brown going nuts on the sidelines, and like there's all, you know, everyone's got to eat. And he's calm. You don't ever see him. How many times have you ever seen him do anything that would put the Eagles in a bad light? He's exactly what you want from your quarterback. Like, totally agree. Now, I also did not watch that game, despite the fact that his team won. I did not watch that game and go, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes are the same thing. But who got the win? And that is, like, we are in a scoreboard business. All right, 7, Goff. Yesterday was huge, or Sunday was huge for me, because we did have some severe, like, PTSD when the Packers did what they did to the Lions. They're like, oh my God, what if the offensive line is a problem? Now, Goff was like, just bombs to J-Mo. Here you go, Amon-Ra. That also shocked me. That was his first 3-touchdown game.
For St. Brown?
Yes.
Really?
So the graphic said. That shocked me.
I don't think I would have guessed that either.
Everybody was eating. My boy just knows how to throw the football. I'm putting Stafford at 6.
Okay.
I am legitimately worried if Stafford's going to survive this year. I don't exactly love that, like, you buy a specialized table to make your back, like,
function.
Correct. It's not really, like, a big thing for me. 5, it's undeniable now. Hey, Cleveland, how you doing? How's your quarterback problem going? Baker Mayfield. Guy's just an absolute dog. Back-to-back comeback wins.
I love Baker, man.
All he's loses both tackles. They truly cannot block for more than a second on Monday night and just single-handedly wills them back to victory. Guy's just playing unbelievable. And this is the thing about the Cleveland situation that truly fascinates me. In the end, Stefanski scapegoated Baker. Now, Baker should have gotten his shoulder fixed. Baker was playing with a bad shoulder, and he didn't play well. But he should have gotten his shoulder fixed. Instead, though, they continued to play him when they should have said, let's get the shoulder fixed. They continue to play him, and then they scapegoat him. And Stefanski was one of the leaders. We got to go get Deshaun. I've never seen a situation where the owner has the quarterback and the coach and sides with the coach. And now he's somehow done a good enough job distancing himself from Deshaun, but I have no idea how. Like, he was the leader of that. If only they had a quarterback. Like, think about it. He's the only Cleveland quarterback to win a playoff game since Kozar.
Wow.
And they blamed everything on him.
Wow.
Four, this is a change. I've dropped Burrow. Burrow's to four. And it's not because of anything Joe does between the snap. But the reality is, I don't think all these injuries are a coincidence. And Joe loves to hold on to the ball. Joe loves to make the big play. And when you're doing that behind not a great offensive line, here we are. Like, part of the reason Joe lost the Ohio State starting job is because he broke his hand. This is now 3 years that we're probably going to see, what is it, 11 games or more that he's going to miss?
He's out probably.
When did he get? When was that Ravens Thursday night game where he showed up? He showed up with the wrist cast, and they didn't have him on the injury report. And then, like in the second quarter, he like goes over to the sidelines. And he can't grip the football, and he was out for the year. I feel like that was like
he had that weird brace on, and he tries to play anyway.
That felt like it was like week five, but I mean, I think we're gonna miss.
He's
more
missing
than
3 months.
Oh, he's out for the year. They keep saying that he's not out for the year. He's not out for the year. I mean, maybe if like they can survive with the three-headed monster of, all right, let me make sure I got this. Or no, four-headed monster, right?
Uh-huh.
Jake Browning, Sean Clifford.
Yep.
Mike White.
The King. Can't use his full
name
on here.
I thought they brought in someone else.
Where'd Ritter go?
No, Ritter went to the Vikings.
Vikings.
But he was Ritter was with the Bengals in the summer. Why would you not just trade for Kirk Cousins?
Oh, wasn't it? Where'd Rippon end up?
Oh, you're right. Rippon's, I think, maybe practice squatted.
Maybe, but
who is the starter now?
It's gonna be
Jake Browning.
The fact that they're bringing in all these guys tells me that they don't even believe in Jake Browning.
What was the last good thing Jake Browning did? I might be a little off.
Look up his fiance.
So he made a great decision in life.
Uh-huh.
I can't.
He has made a good life decision. I will.
Them the best one. You know what? I'm going to get controversial here.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
But if I had to gamble, I think Kirk Cousins is the safest. I'm going to get Shador.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Do you have a problem though? So we got the reports this week.
Okay, I might need to hear this.
All right. The Ravens were going to draft him in the fifth. And Shador said, don't draft me. You've got Lamar. If you've been falling down and then all of a sudden a team drafts you and you say no, I don't know. I do wonder, what are the Browns? I still think Shador's fine in the sense that I don't know how much longer. Are we really going to keep pretending with Joe Flacco?
I know, right? And I was going to say.
So Gabriel's going to play. It's not going to work for Gabriel, and then he's going to get a shot.
Yeah, and I was going to say, although me being a coach, I don't like players who do what he just did. But from a competitive standpoint, I'm just going to be real with you. If you go to the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills or the Bengals, you're not going to play for 10 years. So it's like.
Yeah, but what if you get into a situation where Lamar doesn't play week 17 or week 18? You go in there, and you're playing with the rest of the Ravens roster. They're sitting Lamar because they're getting ready to go to the playoffs. And then you light them up. Well, then all of a sudden, everybody's trying to trade for you. Like, you know how this league works. It's the Matt Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you said you were going to gamble, I thought you were going to say trade for one Jameis Winston.
Oh, I wish they would.
You know what? But he all right for a few games. But I think we will finally know who Shador is. If y'all saying he out for almost a season, it's the same thing as Lamar, but better. He have a whole year almost to show. And we know Joe coming back next year, so he probably won't be there. Because we know what Kirk Cousins is. My thing is, if you pay Kirk Cousins, and I'm a Kirk Cousins guy, but when you went all in on him, he's a guy you never go all in on. You just give him the 1-2-year contracts. You pay him enough.
No, he's like the proverbial just franchising.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you do this.
You don't buy Kirk Cousins. You rent him.
Yeah, you.
It's never,
that's a lease.
Yeah.
That's a lease. That's not a.
Maybe you're paying a little bit more down, but you know what? Like,
you'll get a new one in a couple
correct.
Years.
Correct.
Yes. When you went,
I will say this though: on Sunday Night Football, I knew it was in a dark spot when Penix and McCarthy were just flinging poo, and I'm just sitting there like, can one of these teams put Kirk in, like just to like watch some offense? Like it was just such an awful game
Penix
to watch.
Haven't been that good.
Well, Penix was fine. The problem is the Falcons realized very quickly McCarthy's in hell. And so basically, it's like once they got the lead, it was like, hey, Michael, do not put the ball in jeopardy. Like, safe throws. If we punt, it's fine. Yeah. And so it was just very safe, boring football. I still have faith in him.
It was inside zone, throws just to the sidelines, just outside.
Slants, quick. Like, everything was just get it out of your hand. Don't throw it to the open guy. Move on.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, it wasn't like bad. Like watching JJ was like, oh my God, this guy can't do it. But with Penix, it was like, eh. So I've moved Lamar up to 3. I'm still keeping Josh at 2, and I'm still keeping Mahomes at 1. I just don't understand how everybody's watching Mahomes right now and thinking like he's washed. Like I'm just watching him going, man, they got nothing, and he's still somehow like keeping this, like keeping it on the rails. They should have won on Sunday.
Yeah, they probably should have. I mean, you also have to look for not as much with Lamar and Josh. I think
he's
those
their
rosters.
Leading rusher right now. Did y'all realize that?
Mahomes is?
Yes.
See, that kind of surprises me because they still have good backs. Like, I like Pacheco. I think Hunt is still a valuable secondary running back.
I'll tell you what it tells me.
That line stinks.
And he knows it. Because he usually doesn't do this until the playoffs. And it's like now he's, all right, I got to do my cheat button. Mm.
Let things break down and just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do also, I am flagging the Josh Allen kill everybody tour. The first 2 weeks, it's like one of those things where I also weirdly think the way they beat the Jets makes you realize like how insane week one was because the Ravens made the Bills defense look like they were like playing a different sport. And the Jets are another team that has a good, solid running game, and they just stopped it immediately. And then realizing like Josh Allen was able to actually come back and win that game. And then on Sunday, it's like nothing was overwhelming, but you're just like, he's playing perfect football. Like he might be on the kill everyone tour.
No, you've been on Josh since I've been on this show and since I've been listening to you. You know, the top four has been the same with both. Where I'm just more of a me and you go back and forth. Lamar too with me. You know, and Josh, for some reason, is always 4 for me because I just think Joe is one of the more talented, pure, big game
I'm with
guys,
you, but at a certain point, like when you miss 3 seasons, I have to like factor it in.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. If it's just pure, I need somebody to make this throw, the only person I'm taking before Burrow is Mahomes.
And I will say this. I'm not saying we're at the golden age now of quarterbacks because 6 through 20 is about the same depending on the day, or 8 through 20. But I think the top 4, you are in the golden age. I'm going to tell you why. If Josh was paired with anybody else at certain points of the league, he would have been number 1. But it's like he's 2 through 4 on everybody's stuff because Lamar keep having regular seasons that are like history breaking.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
Burrow actually went to a Super Bowl, so people keep on putting that in front of Josh. And Patty Mahomes is Patty Mahomes.
Just the guy that kills every ounce of your joy. I will say, though, I do think the Chiefs are in this period where, like, if you think about the Patriots, they win 3 in 4 years right off the bat, and then they made 2 Super Bowls. I don't really remember what happened in either of those, but they didn't win them for 10 years. I do think this is the period where, like, Josh has got to get one. Like, if you're going to, Josh, Lamar, like, this is your chance to go get one because, like, they're still figuring out how to retool it.
Lamar definitely.
No, you're good.
No, it's the end of the show music.
Oh, yeah. Lamar. My bad. But no, I feel like it's pressure on both of them. I think it's a tad more on Lamar. Because his playoffs have just been okay. Josh have actually had some good games. Patty just killed, like, the
13 seconds.
Yeah, so he actually had. I don't know what's up with, because Lamar is so good, and I don't think he's still nervous, but it's something.
I think
it's literally like he goes in the games and they try to prove to everyone like he's an elite passer. It's like they change their game plan. It's like, no, just keep doing what you were doing. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we have to go with Matthew Tkachuk, right? When he was just his, did you see this? What was it during the playoffs? A lower body injury.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It turns out he's now out to December because, like, his, not only did he have a sports hernia, it was like his entire, like, abdomen was ripped in half. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right. That's normal for hockey.
Lower body injury. All right, my man. Always good to have you in here. He is, of course, Coach Hurd. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels. Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.